On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. As we get the selfies out of the way, I wore my pink shirt, so catch one over here. We'll do one with we three here shortly. My good friend Drew Kelly's back in the studio, and a woman that I've known for about 30 years, Donna Schuck, is here too. So you are listening to News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunrise. This is WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, and SBC Media Partners, that's what we used to call Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Evangelical Community Hospital. Believe it or don't, starting Friday, once again, going to paint the valley pink. Seems like just yesterday I put my pink towel away, my little pink hand towel away that you guys gave out last year, but it is time to do this once again. So we're painting the valley pink. We got our first interview, and we're going to do five interviews this time, and we really have a special thanks to Deanna Hollenbach up at Evangelical Community Hospital, who is really gets the main producer and scheduler credits for making these interviews happen. So in the studio, ladies first, Donna Schuck is here, an associate vice president of philanthropy and donor relations at Evangelical Community Hospital. Donna, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I just love to talk about this, and we mentioned in the lobby, so I looked it up. It was Charlie Degenstein who said, giving is fun.
Fun, yes.
How about that? That's sort of become your philosophy, this idea. Yes, you, I always used to call it begging for money, but I've seen how you do it. And honestly, you're just trying to say yes to people who are generous and want to provide and want to have that good feeling that they get from giving, right?
Absolutely. And this event in particular, Cookin' Men, is very fun. So we have had about 12 years now of a very successful event every year and are really looking forward to this year again.
And I always find myself curious how successful these are. Can you say that they raise like about $30,000 or something like that?
Well, we've been very fortunate. Every year we've grown the event, and last year we exceeded a net proceeds of $50,000.
Isn't that crazy? Really great success. Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for all your efforts on that. Yeah, Cookin' Men is one of the things we want to talk about, and it is important because everybody in our audience can donate. The hall that you're doing it in, the Rusty Rail, only holds 350 people. It's not often you say that, and that will sell out as the month goes on, so tickets will go on sale shortly. But Cookin' Men will sell out, but you can always go to evenhospital.com/cookinmen, donate, and vote for individuals. You can buy votes. This is one of the ways that you can legally buy votes in America, and it helps a lot of folks. So here, I'm sorry, that's the Donald Trump and me coming out saying that the votes are always for sale. So Donna Schuck is here, and Drew Kelly's here, communication manager at the Miller Center, and he's been one of the Cookin' Men for a decade or so.
Every year we've had it. Right? This is our 12th year, right?
Yes.
Our 12th year. Every year we've had it.
Okay. And you've had, you say in your one description, of course, you've never won Jack Squat. You never have won this yet.
And that's okay. That's not why I do it. I do it because this, like Donna said, is really fun. You quoted Charlie Degenstein a little bit ago. I think it was one of our mentors, Skip Weider. Didn't he once say that people just want the opportunity to help? They just need to be asked. So this is an opportunity where we're asking for you to, you know, if you want to come to the event, if you want to hop online and make some chef donations, or you know, just spread the word about this event that's coming up later on in October.
Give us an overview. What is Cookin' Men? If somebody just landed here from another planet, October 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Rusty Rail. What happens at this?
So Donna? Cookin' Men is a competition. So we have 21 chefs or chef teams, and each one of them will prepare their own special dish, and all of the attendees get to taste the dish and go from table to table, and it's really very much a grazing event. The chefs then compete in several different contests. So the main contest is the top chef, and that is the top fundraising chefs. So whichever chef raises the most money by those votes that you can buy gets the location of honor in the hall in at the Rusty Rail up on the stage, where they're honored by being the top chef. At the event, we also have two additional contests. We have the favorite recipe. So anyone attending the event gets a voting card, and then they vote on whichever recipe they enjoyed the most that evening. And then the third contest is actually like a decorating contest. We've always called it sort of the pink flair, keeping with the pink theme for October. And we've really had some chefs that go all out, lights and balloons and just confetti and you name it. It's some of the chefs get very elaborate in the decorating of their station. So through those three contests, the chefs have a chance to compete either for fundraising or for fun. And then our guests get to taste some really great dishes and enjoy a nice evening out and in support of our Center for Breast Health.
Well, tell me all about the Center for Breast Health. I think we kind of keep hammering this home each year, this idea that it's got to be brought up and talked about so that breast cancer awareness is there, that women think about mammograms, and the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health and Dr. Turner and the rest of the team that we get to meet up there are just plain trying to save lives and keep people healthy.
Absolutely, and that's what this event is all about. All of the proceeds from this event go to imaging studies for women and patients who are under and uninsured. So it used to be dedicated to screening mammography, but we found that was we have patients who are unable to afford the cost of their care. So the proceeds from this event can help with additional studies as well, so that they're getting what is needed to determine their diagnosis.
And we haven't said this into a microphone in a long time, and you are uniquely capable of answering it. This idea, people drive by a hospital, they think, oh, okay, well, they must have enough money coming in because they're obviously operating, so that's how it operates. So insurance must be paying for all these things that are happening. But a hospital is a community endeavor. Everybody's got to kick in. Insurance helps,
right?
But everybody's kicking in.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, because Evangelical is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is to provide exceptional care and make it accessible for everyone and to ensure the health of our community. So a big part of that mission is making sure that everyone is able to receive care, whether they can afford it or not.
And Drew, I think there's almost a uniqueness to Evan and the Miller Center, where people, this kind of back to people who have wanted to help over the years, have done so and built buildings and added on additions and funded Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health and things like this. So this is a unique community we're in, very generous.
Indeed it is. And, you know, speaking of generosity, Wise Markets stepped forward right away when we asked them to be a part of this event. So they're our grand sponsor this year. So we thank Wise, and they'll be supplying a chef as well at the event. So the webpage is live. If you want to see who's going to be there, evanhospital.com/cookandmen to see all of the chef teams. Added some ladies teams this year. So that's exciting.
Cooking
our
women.
First year cooking women for our first year ever. And we're excited to have them. You'll see some familiar faces there, like Kendi Alvarez from Lewisburg and Nikki Kreis from Channel 16.
And you have this idea of promoting health. You work a lot at the Miller Center, where not just being a gym for folks to go to, and that is important. That's probably about a third of what I see happening at the Miller Center. But the rest is outreach, education, reaching out, making sure that health is brought up, diagnosis over at the main hospital, if that's what it takes. But promoting and pushing personal health and thinking about this.
Believe it or not, hospitals would much rather you be healthy and not see you when it gets to a point where it's emergent. And, you know, the Miller Center is designed to be a place where you can come and be around like-minded people and be well and exercise and, you know, programs for literally infants to seniors. So that's important to us. And, you know, and if you're not familiar with it, stop by. I'll show you around.
Well, and I think you get a good feeling from the workouts that you do at the Miller Center. We know you're a fit person. I've seen you in the marathons on social media, so we know that happens. But I think also, at the same time, you sort of talk about this comprehensive nature of health. That it, of course, it involves being some fitness but and some eating good, but supporting your community, making sure the hospital's there for you, doing some pre-testing or, what do you say, wellness testing, things like that. Even does all of that. It's a comprehensive organization, I
guess. They certainly do. Their community health and wellness department is constantly out in the community, doing events just like that. And, and the Miller Center is really all about partnerships with Geisinger, the YMCA, Sonar Orthopedics of Evangelical, and Physical Therapy of Evangelical all practice in there. We've got the Union County Food Hub, which is, trying to supply food to, over 24 food banks in the area. So that's really the idea there. Everybody coming together for all of us to be well.
All right, I appreciate that. Donna, we'll turn the mics over to you to conclude this idea of Cook and Men supports the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health, and you want folks to enjoy this fun and the good feeling of helping out.
Absolutely. This has been a big part of Paint the Valley Pink for many years, and we just really appreciate everyone, especially our chefs and sponsors who support the event every year and make it possible, because we really couldn't have the event without our celebrity chefs, so we're very grateful to them. And we hope that your listeners will go to evanhospital.com/cookandmen and check out the site and maybe even purchase a ticket and attend the event.
Vote for my friend Nikki Kras. I don't know what she's cooking, but I'm sure it's going to be good. So we get to see her from time to time. Thank you both for all you're doing, and thank you so much, Drew, for being one of the cooks and for bringing this to our show. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks
for having
us.
Thank you, Mark.